Chapter 28, Urinary System. Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Overview of the urinary system. The kidneys are the principal organs of the urinary system, which also involves accessory organs such as the ureters, urinary bladder, and urethra. The urinary system regulates the contents of blood plasma to maintain dynamic constancy, or homeostasis of the internal fluid environment within normal limits. Anatomy of the urinary system. The kidney is roughly oval with a medial indentation and is approximately 11 centimeters by 7 centimeters by 3 centimeters. The left kidney is often larger than the right, which is located a little lower than the left. Both kidneys are located in a retroperitoneal position, lying on either side of the vertebral column between T12 and L3. The superior poles of both kidneys extend above the level of the 12th rib and the lower edge of the thoracic parietal pleura. The renal fasciae anchor the kidneys to surrounding structures. The renal fat pad is a heavy cushion of fat that surrounds each kidney. The hilum is a concave notch on the medial surface where vessels and tubes enter the kidney. The outer region of the kidney is called the renal cortex, and the inner region is the renal medulla. Renal pyramids comprise much of the medullary tissue. The papilla is at the tip of each pyramid and releases urine through multiple ducts. Cortical tissue dips into the medulla between the pyramids at the renal columns. The calyx is a cup-like structure at each renal papilla that collects urine. Minor calyces join to form major calyces, which in turn join together to form the renal pelvis. The renal pelvis narrows as it exits the kidney to become the ureter, acting as a collection basin to drain urine from the kidney. Kidneys are highly vascular. The renal artery is a large branch of the abdominal aorta, bringing blood into each kidney. Interlobular arteries are between the pyramids of the medulla and the renal artery branches. The interlobular arteries extend toward the cortex, arch over the bases of the pyramids, and form the arcuate arteries. From the arcuate arteries, the interlobular arteries penetrate the cortex. The afferent arterioles extend to the nephrons, which are the microscopic functional units of kidney tissue. The ureter is a tube running from each kidney to the urinary bladder. It is composed of three layers: mucus lining, muscular middle layer, and fibrous outer layer. The urinary bladder is a collapsible bag located behind the pubic symphysis and made mostly of smooth muscle tissue. Its lining forms rugae, and it can distend considerably. The bladder serves mostly as a reservoir for urine before it leaves the body. Aided by the urethra, the bladder expels urine from the body. The urethra is a small, mucous membrane-lined tube extending from the trigone to the exterior of the body. In females, the urethra is approximately 3 centimeters long and lies posterior to the pubic symphysis and anterior to the vagina. In males, the urethra, which is approximately 20 centimeters long, passes through the prostate gland after leaving the bladder, where it is joined by two ejaculatory ducts. From the prostate, it extends to the base of the penis, through the center of the penis, and ends as the urinary meatus. The male urethra is part of the urinary system as well as part of the reproductive system. The mechanism for voiding the bladder is known as urination or micturition. As bladder volume increases, micturition contractions of detrusor muscle increase and the internal urethral sphincter relaxes. The external urethral sphincter muscle contracts at first, then relaxes at the appropriate time to release urine. Microscopic structure of the nephron. Nephrons, the microscopic functional units of the kidney, make up the bulk of the kidney. Each nephron is made up of two regions, the renal corpuscle and renal tubule, and connects to a shared collecting duct. The renal corpuscle is made up of the glomerulus tucked inside a Bowman capsule located within the cortex of the kidney. The Bowman or glomerular capsule is the cup-shaped mouth of the nephron. It is formed by parietal and visceral walls with a space between them. Pedicels in the visceral layer are packed closely together to form filtration slits. A slit diaphragm prevents the filtration slits from enlarging under pressure. The glomerulus is a network of fine capillaries surrounded by Bowman capsule. Fenestrations are pores in the capillary walls that permit filtration. Mesangial cells are located between glomerular capillaries and have various structural and functional purposes. The basement membrane lies between the glomerulus and the Bowman capsule. The glomerular capsular membrane is formed by the glomerular endothelium, basement membrane, and the visceral layer of the Bowman capsule. Its main function is filtration. In the renal tubule, the proximal convoluted tubule is the first part of the renal tubule nearest to the Bowman capsule. It follows a winding convoluted course and is also known as the proximal tubule. The Henle or nephron loop is the renal tubule segment just beyond the proximal tubule, consisting of a thin descending limb, a sharp turn, and an ascending limb. The ascending limb is made up of a thin ascending limb followed by a thick ascending limb. The distal convoluted tubule is located beyond the Henle loop and is also known as the distal tubule. The juxtaglomerular apparatus is located where the afferent arteriole brushes past the distal convoluted tubule. It is made up of macula densa, or the wall of the distal tubule, and juxtaglomerular cells surrounding afferent arteriole. The juxtaglomerular apparatus is important in the maintenance of blood flow homeostasis by reflexively secreting renin when blood pressure in the afferent arteriole drops. Along with other distal tubules, it joins a common collecting duct. The collecting duct is a straight duct joined by the renal tubules of several nephrons. The collecting ducts of one renal pyramid converge to form one tube that opens at a renal papilla into a minor calyx. The nephron is supplied with blood through the afferent arteriole, which enters the glomerular capillary network, and the efferent arteriole, which leaves the glomerulus and extends to the peritubular blood supply. Vasi recti are straight arterioles that run alongside the Henle loop. Peritubular capillaries surround the renal tubule. There are two types of nephrons. The juxtamedullary nephron is a nephron with a renal corpuscle near the medulla and a Henle loop that dips far into the medulla. The cortical nephron is a nephron with a Henle loop that does not dip into the medulla but remains almost entirely within the cortex. About 85% of total nephrons are cortical nephrons. Physiology of the urinary system. The chief functions of the kidneys are to process blood and form urine. The basic functional unit of the kidney is the nephron, which forms urine through three processes. 1. Filtration, which is the movement of water and protein-free solutes from plasma in the glomerulus into the capsular space of the Bowman capsule. 2. Tubular reabsorption, involving the movement of molecules out of the tubule and into peritubular blood. 3. Tubular secretion, which is the movement of molecules out of peritubular blood and into the tubule for excretion. Filtration is the first step in blood processing, which occurs in renal corpuscles. From the blood in the glomerular capillaries, about 180 liters of water and solutes filter in the Bowman capsule each day. Filtration takes place through the glomerular capsular membrane and occurs as a result of a pressure gradient or effective filtration pressure. Glomerular capillary filtration occurs rapidly due to the increased number of fenestrations. The glomerular filtration rate is determined mainly by the glomerular hydrostatic pressure and therefore is directly related to systemic blood pressure. Reabsorption is the second step in urine formation, which occurs as a result of passive and active transport mechanisms from all parts of the renal tubules. The major portion of reabsorption occurs in the proximal convoluted tubules, where most water and solutes are recovered by the blood, leaving only a small volume of tubule fluid left to move on to the Henle loop. Sodium is actively transported out of tubule fluid and into blood, while glucose and amino acids are passively transported out of tubule fluid by sodium co-transport mechanisms. The transport maximum, TM or Tmax, is the maximum capacity of reabsorption and depends on carrier availability. Chloride, phosphate, and bicarbonate ions passively move into blood because of an imbalance in electrical charge. Water is transported as the movement of sodium and chloride into blood causes an osmotic imbalance, moving water passively into blood. Approximately half of urea passively moves out of the tubule, with the remaining urea moving on to the Henle loop. Reabsorption in the Henle loop occurs through two countercurrent mechanisms. The countercurrent multiplier mechanism in the Henle loop concentrates sodium and chloride in the interstitial fluid of the renal medulla. The countercurrent exchange mechanism in the vasi recti maintains a high solute concentration in medullary interstitial fluid. Water is reabsorbed from the tubule fluid, and urea is picked up from the interstitial fluid in the descending limb. Sodium and chloride are reabsorbed from the filtrate in the ascending limb, where the reabsorption of salt makes the tubule fluid dilute and creates and maintains a high osmotic pressure of the medulla's interstitial fluid. The distal convoluted tubule reabsorbs sodium by active transport, but in smaller amounts than in the proximal convoluted tubule. Antidiuretic hormone is secreted by the posterior pituitary and targets the cells of distal tubules and collecting ducts to make them more permeable to water. With reabsorption of water in the collecting duct, the urea concentration of the tubule fluid increases, which causes urea to diffuse out of the collecting duct into the medullary interstitial fluid. Urea participates in a countercurrent multiplier mechanism that, along with the countercurrent mechanisms of the Henle loop and vasi recti, maintains the high osmotic pressure needed to form concentrated urine and avoid dehydration. Tubular secretion is the movement of substances out of the blood and into tubular fluid. The descending limb of the Henle loop secretes urea via diffusion. The distal tubule and collecting ducts secrete potassium, hydrogen, and ammonium ions. Aldosterone is a hormone that targets the cells of the distal tubule and collecting duct, causing increased activity of the sodium-potassium pumps. The secretion of hydrogen ions increases with increased blood hydrogen ion concentration. In the regulation of urine volume, antidiuretic hormone influences water reabsorption. As water is reabsorbed, the total volume of urine is reduced by the amount of water removed by the tubules. Antidiuretic hormone reduces water loss. Aldosterone, secreted by the adrenal cortex, increases distal tubule absorption of sodium, thereby raising the sodium concentration of blood and thus promoting reabsorption of water. Atrial natriuretic hormone, secreted by atrial muscle fibers, promotes loss of sodium via urine. It also opposes aldosterone, thus causing the kidneys to reabsorb less water and thereby produce more urine. The tubulo-glomerular feedback mechanism maintains a constant glomerular filtration rate by regulating resistance in afferent arterioles. It protects glomerular filtration rate function from rapid blood pressure variations. It is also dependent on macula densa cells and the juxtaglomerular apparatus and may influence renin-angiotensin-aldosterone mechanism. The myogenic mechanism involves rapid and effective regulation of glomerular filtration rate via changes in afferent arterial smooth muscle contraction and relaxation. Urine volume is also related to the total amount of solutes other than sodium excreted in urine. Generally, the more solutes, the more urine. Urine consists of approximately 95% water, with several substances dissolved in it. The most important are the following. Nitrogenous wastes, which are the result of protein metabolism and include urea, uric acid, ammonia, and creatinine. Electrolytes, mainly sodium, potassium, ammonium, chloride, bicarbonate, phosphate, and sulfate ions, with the amounts and kinds of minerals varying with diet and other factors. Toxins, which are bacterial poisons from disease leaving the body in urine. Pigments, especially urochromes. Hormones, in which high hormone levels may spill into the filtrate. Abnormal constituents, such as blood, glucose, albumin, casts, or calculi. The big picture, urinary system in the whole body. The homeostasis of water and electrolytes in body fluids relies on proper functioning of the kidneys. Nephrons process blood to adjust its content to maintain a relatively constant internal environment. Urinary and cardiovascular systems are interdependent. Endocrine and nervous systems must operate properly to ensure efficient kidney function.